Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 305. McMonagle here with you on the fan. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Still taking your Brandon Nimmo calls, and I challenge you all to call me up and tell me why this means Pete Alonso's not coming back. I am flabbergasted that I'm getting more of that than the opposite. The idea they've improved their defense doesn't mean that they're looking to improve their defense everywhere and only focus on defense. I mean, like, they've made themselves better defensively today. And having a good defensive second baseman helps your ability to have a weaker defensive first baseman. Like, it's not that, hey, all we're doing now is making ourselves better defensively, so Pete's got to go. That's not it. They're trying to improve their infield defense so that Pete can stay. And you could still be a better defensive team. And the back end of the contract for Nimmo was a problem for what will be the back end of an Alonso contract. There's no doubt in my mind this is specifically targeted to go to Pete Alonso. They wanted Nimmo off the team, and they want Pete Alonso back. And now we'll see how they pivot. And again, there's like it does. I know it opens up left field, but it blocks a lot of these kids. You're going to have to find like Mauricio. Now, Beatty's your third baseman, I would think, but you've got, I don't know how much they think of Acuna. I know they didn't play him much down the stretch, and you know, he really hadn't hit at all last year, but you have Acuna, you have Mauricio, you have Jet Williams, you have, you know, the Beatty-Viento situation right now. Like, you've just now established, boom, this is my starting second baseman. They're going to move McNeil, and I do agree with that. And the idea that Nimmo and McNeil are off this team does change the core, which I do think needed changing. Absolutely true. But I mean, I get that they're better defensively, but it does block some things with some of those prospects who now, you know, with Jet Williams and some of these kids, I don't know the value of those guys to even move them. I know Jet Williams has value as a top prospect, you know, the second or third top prospect, if you're still considering McLean as a prospect. You know, one of the two top prospects in your organization, he has value. Does Mauricio still have value? Does Acuna have value? What's Vientos' value? Like, you've now just locked in to Beatty, Lindor, Semien in the infield. Jeff McNeil's got to go, and what do you do with all these other guys you have on the team? Is Acuna just going to be a role player for you? And what's about Mauricio? What about Jet Williams? Like, things that can be done now. So you've opened up the outfield spot. You've closed some door on the young kids. And now you have to go out there and complete the rest of this. You got to go get another outfielder or two. And to me, you got to bring back Pete. And you talk about the payroll. Like, they've added payroll to this team this year. I don't know how Stearns is going to, Cohen's going to handle this offseason and how much money he's going to spend. Like, the idea that this makes it so much easier for Bellinger or Tucker, they've added money. I'm assuming this means they're bringing back Pete. So they've added $6 million. I assume they're bringing back Pete with this move. You have to, priority number one should be bring back the closer, and it sounds like the reports are they're arguing over years. His market is going to be robust. He is the best closer in the game. So you have to pay Diaz. You have to pay Pete. You have to impact your starting rotation in some way. Without question, it's like you have to impact the pitching. You talk about run prevention, yeah, a Gold Glove caliber second baseman helps, but you got to go improve this rotation. So you've got to sign your closer, sign your first baseman, impact the rotation before you think about putting money into the outfield. So I don't know if this necessarily opens it up to go run to get Tucker or run to get Bellinger. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm very curious to see how this now goes. You could trade. There's guys you could trade for. Obviously, Luis Robert has been a guy on the market from Chicago. The Mets have been attached to him before over the last couple years. You can go out and just, you know, there's other outfielders on the market. It's a very slim free agent outfield market, but there are possible trade candidates. Right? There's, I mean, the Fernando Tatis is pie in the sky, and that would be adding value, which, by the way, like, there's no reason, there's nothing behind the idea of Fernando Tatis being traded other than the owner is looking to sell and Michael Kay said they should do it. Like, outside of that, there's no reason to believe that the Padres are shopping Fernando Tatis. Stephen Kwan might be out there, but there's really no indication other than his name's been connected before that the Cleveland Guardians are actively looking to trade Stephen Kwan. So, like, we have to see how this plays out. And I think it's a very hard trade to love or hate today. It's just one of those things where it's very hard for me. I know, you know, Fleegs is kind of a guy who loves it. I know there's a lot of Met fans out there. As soon as I put out a trade where I was like, I don't know, immediately, oh, it sets up this, it sets up that. They got rid of Nimmo. I love it. I was listening a little bit on the drive into the Rico Bronya, my guy Hoff absolutely loves it. Like, I get it. I understand what it sets up, but you got to go accomplish that before I'm just certain that the Mets are going to pull off everything they want here. And today, they're worse than they were yesterday. But we'll see. It doesn't matter what they are today. It's what they are when pitchers and catchers and the team shows up to spring training. 888-808-1019. John and Wanto. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris, I'm also one of those guys who loves to trade for Nimmo. I mean, I couldn't take this team after last year. I was already cleansed from them. So at this point, even if Pete doesn't really re-sign, but the idea that Steve Cohen is somehow going to save money on the back end of a Simeon deal to help Pete, it sounds silly to me, don't you think?
I mean, I think the idea that this trade is made with the idea of helping the payroll in 29 and 30,
I mean,
unless there's a salary cap, unless there's a hard cap.
This sounds like exactly what the Wilpons used to do. Let's get this guy and let's trade this guy. Let's pick up Mo Vaughn and get Roberto Alomar, but we'll trade this guy. And then on the back end, we'll save $10. You know what I mean?
Like, all right, well, a couple things. Let me respond to that. Then I want to ask you about your first point. You said you loved it. Doesn't sound like you do. Other than you just
don't want Nimmo.
Then what do you love about it? Because it sounds like you're knocking it. Because those are the reasons they did it. So what's the issue?
No, how do you know that's the reason? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, what do you love?
You
think they're better with Simeon than they are with? You think Simeon's the better player?
But I don't think Simeon's even going to be a factor on this team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't even think Simeon, that's why I think all you guys are making your mistake. I don't think Simeon's even going to be a factor on this team. I think Nimmo's gone. He's the guy they want. And I'm with Stearns, even though I'm not a big fan of his, I'm with him. Get these guys off the team. This is an every other year thing with these guys. It's always, oh, we make the playoffs on the last at bat of the season. Last year we couldn't get a hit against the Mall. Yo, enough already. Get up. I wouldn't even sign Olaz. I'd give him a 3-year deal and tell him to go take a walk after that. You're not getting any more money because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve. Where were you last year on the last game of the season when we needed a big hit from you? No, I'm serious.
I understand that. I get it. But Simeon's going to be the starting second baseman.
What do you mean? The Mets have done this before with guys. They just eat stuff up and then they let them go. They just released Frankie Montas. Nobody else would have done this. They would have let this guy straggle along. Mets just caught him. Let's say goodbye. That's it. I don't think Steve Cohen is worried about the money.
What are you talking about? Listen, I hear what you're saying. John, Frankie Montas has had Tommy John surgery. He's not pitching next year.
Nobody would hang on to him.
He's not going to impact the season. It's not like he's on the contract for another year after next year. He's not pitching next year.
I'm sorry, the mistake I made was the Scherzer and the Verlander deals.
Why not just get rid of Nimmo? Why trade and get a player you're just going to cut?
And I believe that there was other takers for Nimmo, but like you said, that he probably nixed those deals because of the no trade.
I think you had to thread the needle of finding someone who'd take the contract and somewhere he would go. So, yeah, I agree. And they jumped on it the second the two converged. But I mean,
Vientos gone. I want Vientos gone. Mm-hmm. I don't want these guys. I want Beatty gone. I want them gone. They do nothing for me anymore.
Why? You got to build a team. The hell are you going to build a team.
We got 4.5 months till spring training.
You don't want Pete. Now you're saying Simeon's not going to be on the team. Who's playing?
Listen, I would go to the Padres and cleanse their team.
What makes you think? Why do they? Okay,
because you have to compete with the Dodgers.
If all right, so who are you going to get from that? What, first of all, okay, who are you going to get from the Padres? Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts.
Play third.
What?
I want Machado to play third.
Okay, how many championships has he won?
Well, I mean,
where was he in the biggest moments? Where was he in the biggest moments?
I know. You're going to compare him.
Where was he in the biggest moments? Where was he when the Padres had an opportunity to beat the Dodgers 2 years ago in the postseason? Where was he?
Listen, who was a better player, him or Beatty?
Where was he? Your point is Pete Alonso, who hit how many home runs and drove in how many runs,
I know,
and is one of the best first basemen. But where was he in that one game last year when you needed him? Like, I don't know what. Yeah, and he hit an absolute bullet that was run down. Like, but you can't tell me. And by the way, the second baseman that you're ready to jettison won a championship. Like, your logic doesn't make sense, man. That's all. Like, you can't come on here and say, what'd this guy do for me? What'd that guy do for me? What'd that guy do for me? Let's go trade for Xander Bogaerts. What the hell has he done for the Padres? Let's go trade Manny Machado. Manny Machado was on the Dodgers, couldn't win. Manny Machado's been on the Padres with this excellent roster. They can't win a damn thing. Like, I Simeon won a championship. You can't look at it that way. I agree with you that the core needed to change. You can't just get rid of everyone. You don't want Beatty. You don't want Alonso. You don't want Nimmo. You don't want who do you want? Someone's got to play. I agree with you. Jeff McNeil's got to go. They've already got rid of Nimmo. I get it. But who are you going to play at first base? Where are you going to get the production Pete gives you? Like, you do need to build an offensive team here. There's only so much you can do. And then to say that, you know, it's not about... that he's going to be an after, like they're just going to release Simeon. They just did whatever they could to get rid of Nimmo, took on extra money just to cut it. Like, that doesn't make any sense. If they're going to, why not just cut Nimmo? The fan base wouldn't like it. Like, so trading him for a guy that they're going to cut, the fan base will tolerate? Like, he's going to be a factor. He's going to be the starting second baseman. Unless they move him, too, in the next moves. I don't know how. I don't know who else is going to want to take on that bad contract. The Mets did bad contract for bad contract. You're not going to be able to move him. He's your starting second baseman. So, and the idea is, like, you got to try and now improve the team. And you got, I think they're bringing back Pete. I don't think there's any doubt. Mike in Staten Island. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Who's more incompetent, the president of baseball operations, David Stearns, or the Mets fan base, with how hypocritical they are? All we've heard about in the past few years, and you said it yourself tonight, and you're right, is that McNeil's got to go. His production has dropped. So we have a far worse offensive player now, Marcus Semien, who hits, I don't know, 230 last year, 60 RBIs.
Yep.
I mean, it's absurd that we think that this is going to be the move. That, you know, how is anyone praising this move? This is a clown show that we're running over here.
I mean, it's so funny. I mean, nobody. It's amazing. This is the one time. It's the one time that the fans who scream and cry about the hot take hucksters that here work on the station. It's the one time where this, in my opinion, calls for a measured take. And a wait-and-see approach that almost all the callers either exclusively hate it or love it. Like, this is, like, I hear what you're saying. Like, you're right. They have gotten worse. Today, they're worse than they were yesterday. I don't know how you can argue it. I would love to hear someone tell me that Simeon for Nimmo makes this team a better team today. He had a better war. And war takes into defense, and obviously you play defense. And he's 2 years removed from just an incredible year. Led the league in war 2 years ago. He led the league in war 2 years ago. In 23, rather. So, three, you know, depends on how you look at it. 2023. I mean, he hit, but this last year, so it's two straight years with an under 700 OPS. He had 699 OPS in 24 and a 669 OPS this year and a 97 OPS plus. So he was a below average player offensively last year. He hit 230, an on-base percentage of 305, 15 home runs and 62 RBIs. He played 127 games, but he's a Gold Glove second baseman. They got worse, in my estimation. They're a worse team than they were yesterday. But this is just the first move of many. Like, I am curious. The reason I'm not pounding the table saying it's great, to me, there is no argument, really, that they're better today. I don't know how you can make that argument. I don't know how you can tell me that Semien for Nimmo makes them a better team today. It makes them it raises the payroll by $6 million, which is whatever, not a huge deal, but it is a worse contract theoretically. So they have a worse contract on the books, and they have a much lesser offensive player, much lesser in my opinion. I would much rather have Nimmo on my team than Semien. The Mets are worse today. I don't think you can argue it, but there is also no argument that it sets them up to do things to make them better. This is a take a step back to take two steps forward. I am curious what the two steps forward are. And I'm going to have to see them, and I'm going to have to like them. And then at the end of this, we can decide on whether or not the Mets had a good offseason that improved them and helps them to go compete against the Los Angeles Dodgers. We are going to find that out together. Today was step one. I believe it does set them up to be better. It makes them better on the infield. It makes Pete Alonso a better first baseman because he's putting right next to him the best defensive second baseman in the American League last year. They have improved their infield defense. They've made Pete Alonso better. They've made it open to pay Pete Alonso the contract the years that is going to be needed to give him. And makes that more palatable for the richest owner, which, again, I agree with you. You can make the argument that shouldn't be necessary, but, like, Nimmo was a depreciating player, and he was going to have to DH. Pete's going to have to DH. Right now, Vientos is on the team. He has to DH. Like, the roster isn't all that flexible. This makes them more flexible. It makes them more flexible. So, like, I wish I had a stronger take for you. I wish I could tell you I love it. I wish I could tell you I hate it. What I can tell you is today they're not better. But this is clearly, there is no doubt. You can tell by the timing in which it happens in early November and late November, early in the offseason. Like, this is without question. They did it now because they intend to make a bunch of different moves. Moves are coming. Are they going to be the ones we love? Are they going to be ones that make the team better? I don't know. I don't know. But there's no doubt this is one of many, and it's too early to make an assessment on it. Sean in Hackettstown. What's up, Sean?
I think you honestly nailed it with the last point with how Nimmo's going to have to eventually become a DH.
Yes.
Like, our defense last year was pathetic. And obviously, on paper right now, it makes us worse. But again, it opens us up to a bunch of moves. I mean, we got to see. We better pay Pete. We better pay Diaz. And, you know, hopefully this is the start of, you know, looking like a competent production. Like, I agree. Like, we had to improve that defense. It should have been the number two priority this offseason besides getting pitching. I think we need a frontline starter.
Yeah.
I think we got to put in some chips and, you know, we got to go all in.
I understand that. I just don't know how the owner views it. And I know he's not Hal Steinbrenner and he spent money. I get it. But, like you just said, like, and here's the point, like, because the immediate reaction from a lot of fans was, well, now this is Tucker or Bellinger, quite clearly, to play in the outfield. And I would tell you, okay, maybe One, I thought Bellinger was kind of on the table anyway. We've been discussing Bellinger for 2 weeks. You didn't have to make this move to bring in Bellinger. Bellinger could have played center field and had Nimmo and left. Like, you know, that was on the table. We were all discussing it. But even besides that, you've got to pay the best closer in baseball, who I promise you is going to have a robust market. You're going to have to pay your first baseman, who, again, doesn't have the qualifying offer, so he doesn't have a pick attached to him. He had a much better year than last year, and I think the market is going to be more open to him than it was last year. So you're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to pay Diaz. You have to impact your starting rotation. Like, those are all priorities before you spend a dollar in the outfield. So I don't know where they're going to go. I don't know how much Diaz is going to cost. I don't know how much Alonso is going to cost. I don't know how they improve the starting rotation to suddenly just say, oh, they're going to do all that and add Bellinger and/or Tucker. Like, that's a lot. I just don't know. So we got to see how this whole thing plays out. But I do agree that Nimmo was a bad defensive player. Nimmo had a bad contract, and the core needed a bit of a change. I agree with all three of those things. So moving on from Nimmo makes a lot of sense. But they brought back a worse contract in the short term. And not like a one-year short term, 3 year. That's not that short a term. Things happen. Like, a lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, the idea that, oh, they've saved money in 4 and 5 years from now, great, theoretically. It's 4 or 5 years from now. I don't know what the hell. We don't know what the landscape of baseball is going to look like. We don't know what a lot of these players are going to look like. Like, the massive amounts of change in 4 years is immense. So in the not just like immediate short term, but significant short term, they've taken on more money and got a lesser offensive player. But they did do things they needed to do. Nimmo was going to need to be DH. Pete's going to probably have to be DH. You've now opened up a spot where you've also added to your infield depth, where now you can move pieces that you weren't sure about. Instead of playing this game of roulette on who's going to be your infield, now you know who's your second baseman. He's brilliant defensively, which helps Pete. And it also makes maybe Jet Williams more available for a trade for a top pitcher. It makes possible Mauricio available for a trade for a top pitcher, which I think he probably was anyway. But like, it secures the idea that you know who's playing second base. You're better defensively in the outfield no matter who you put there. Like, there are some elements to this thing that clearly afford them the opportunity to get better. But this offseason has to happen. This is a very interesting trade. It is the longest tenured Met, a fan favorite, a guy who desperately wanted to be here. I think, I'm surprised, I'm sure it was very difficult for him to agree to the trade. Like, there's a lot of elements to this. Fan favorite, longest tenured Met. Like, there was talk just the other day. I was listening to the Ottavino podcast, and we didn't talk too much about that. It broke late on Friday, I think, or I talked a little bit about it on Saturday, but his comments about Mendoza and the way they handle relief pitching, as well as Nimmo. He talked about Nimmo. He talked about the idea that Nimmo, you know, loves being a Met. He has a lot of pride in being a Met. And that if he puts another couple of good years, you're talking about another guy, you know, having a place where possibly, you know, retiring his number. Like, he played 10 years here. If he were to play another 4 or 5 and put up 3 more good years, you could be talking about, and win a championship, you could be talking about a guy who could have his number retired. And yet you moved him for an older, more expensive, lesser player. So there's a lot to this. There's a lot to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 3:35. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Hours ago. All right.
Nothing to do, nowhere to go.
All right, let's talk a little football. We will take the Brendan Nimmo calls the rest of the show, I promise. If you want to call up 888-808-1019, but we do got to get to the football a little bit. And again, you know me, there's a lot to discuss with both these games, specifically the Giant game, but let's be honest. I hate to be this guy. No, I don't. But I hate to be this guy, but let's be honest. Both teams had a pretty good day. That's it. They gave us competitive football games. The Jets in the first half, especially defensively, were, you know, giving the Ravens everything they could ask for. The Giants played one of the more, you know, to be up again in the 10, I mean, up again 10 points in the fourth quarter only to blow it. It's amazing. But you know what? Competitive football game. We enjoyed watching it. And they end up losing because there's nothing to build on. There's nothing to build with the Jets. There's nothing to build with the Giants. We'll get to the fourth down decisions as well. But let's specifically talk to the Giants because this game was a crazy game. I mean, again, to me, the main takeaway is I don't know if Kafka's going to be the head coach, and I don't think he is. And what makes me laugh, too, is I can't tell you how many people are like, oh, Kafka coached his ass off today. Usually, he had the team ready to go. And they're like, it's the exact, what did he do different than what Brian Daboll did? And I don't want to turn this into the Brian Daboll defense show, but like, if anybody has the take that Mike Kafka had a great game today as the head coach, what the hell did he do different than Brian Day? It's the same game. It's a competitive game on the road against a good team. You can't believe they're in it. You can't believe how they're playing. They have a 10-point lead. They go in. They score the touchdown on the crazy, you know, trick play with Jameis Winston getting into the end zone. They take a 10-point lead and immediately fall apart. They give up the long touchdown run to Gibbs immediately. Then Winston throws the interception. Amazingly, that doesn't even hurt them. But they find a way to lose. They go down the field on miraculous plays. He's about to get sacked what seems like almost in the end zone. And he just throws up a prayer. It's caught. 3rd and 17. He's about to get sacked again. Somehow rolls out and finds the tight end down the field for a first down. Like, it's just, and then they get to the goal line on 4th down. And again, I have no problem. We'll get to the Jets 4th down, too. In this Giant game, in the position they're in with just over 2.5 minutes, 4th down, 4th and 6th, a 4th and goal at the 6th. In the moment, I was screaming to kick the field goal. I have to admit, in the moment, knowing how easy it is to score 3 points in the NFL, knowing that they were going to get beat as they did on because the Giants, amazingly, it doesn't matter, 59, 64, 87, doesn't matter how long the field goal is, they're going to hit it against the New York Giants. It's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. But, like, in that moment on fourth down, we now know that Dexter Lawrence was on a snap count and was dealing with something. And we all know it because maybe we'll play the audio of Carl Banks that going absolutely nuts that he was not on the field for the first play of overtime. He was literally playing third downs because he was banged up and couldn't get out there. So you know you don't have Dexter Lawrence. You know what they were just able to do in the run game. If you give them the ball after a field goal, and by the way, you're going to cost, they're going to get at least 25 more yards if you kick the ball off. That team is going to go down and score a touchdown. Like, let's be fair. This defense stinks. They haven't made a stop with the game on the line yet this season. And we're going to sit there. And in the moment, I have to admit, even in the moment, I was like, oh, just take the points. I was wrong. The more I think about it, I was wrong. Go try and win the football game because that defense is stopping no one. And I know it comes down to a field goal in the end. A lot of it was because of the extra yardage they had to go. You kick that ball off and they get it at the 30. They're going to score a touchdown. That defense hasn't made a stop yet this season with the game on the line. I have no problem with the coach going for the win. None. I don't have any problem with it. Could you have kicked it? Sure. Am I critical of a coach that a team is 2-9 and he's going to go for a win knowing his defense, one, is going to be without its best defensive player for most of the snaps going forward? And a defense that hasn't made a stop all year in that situation? I have no problem with it. None. The Giants are going to find a way to lose the football game. It's remarkable. We can go around the league. We'll probably do that more tomorrow. We got a lot going on. The Nimmo trade changed the show a little bit. I mean, I had another awful week. The last three, we were good to start the year. I had a really good year last year. The last three or four weeks have been the worst I've had in a long time, man. I'm wrong on everything. The only thing I was right on was, I forget exactly what the score was, but I pounded the Lions at 3.5. Like, that was the only right thing I had all day. Because you know, oh, and I did pick the Jets. I didn't bet them because I didn't love it, but I picked the Jets on the show. But anyway, like, I was wrong with everything. Which many of you will tell me is a common refrain, and maybe it is. But I was wrong about everything. The only thing I knew for certain was that the Giants, despite being up 10 points in the fourth quarter, were going to lose the football game. It is unbelievable. It is uncanny. And here's what I'll say. I'm sorry, but who cares? Honestly, who cares? If you're upset, and I get it. I get you turn on the TV and you want to watch your football team win, right? And they're up and they're playing well in Detroit. And like that offense, again, they were able to run the football late, but they're dropping passes all over the place. Goff is awful in this game. The play calling since Dan Campbell has taken over. Like, if I'm a Lions fan, I am really nervous as I'm watching the Rams dominate teams. Eagles coming off a bad loss against the Cowboys, and we can get to that game too. Like, but I'm nervous about the Lions right now. They don't look the same. Jameis Winston was going up and down the field. I mean, to me, if you look at it, and I'm sorry, I don't care about the loss. If you're really mad as a Giant fan that they didn't get their third win in week 12, who gives a damn? Like, we do this every year. Who gives a damn that they didn't win their third game in week 12? I could care less. You want to know what the takeaways for this game for me are? Honestly, quite honestly, the offensive line played great. And this is now a couple weeks in a row. The offensive line is dominating. They, like, he had a pot. This is one. They have Hutchinson. They have a good team. That's a good defense with guys who can get after the quarterback, which eventually we saw, and finally the final play of the game, we saw it. But, like, we started to see it finally happen at the end of the game. But for most of this game, the pocket that Jameis Winston was able to play in and make throws down the field and have Wandell Robinson running wide open all over the place and Hodgins running open all over the place and Theo Johnson making catches all over the place, it's because he didn't have an ounce of pressure. And then even in the run game, they talked about it on the broadcast. This Giants offensive line over the last few weeks has been imposing its will at the end of the game, running the football. To me, the major takeaway is that offensive line played great. I don't care that they lost the football game. In fact, without Jackson Dart playing, they're better off. Because when I start to look at what impacts this team moving forward, one, and I'm going to be on this for forever, Pittsburgh Steelers lost another game. They are now no longer in first place. The Baltimore Ravens, with their win over the Jets, have now taken control of first place in that division. You got Aaron Rodgers hurt. I'm assuming he'll play again this year with a broken left wrist, but he didn't play in this game. They're losing. They're not playing well. That defense is nothing like it's been over the last couple of years. If that goes belly up in Pittsburgh, I think Tomlin's available. And there was a report earlier in the day that the Giants would be willing to trade a pick for a coach. So, like, I look at this and I say, I got Jackson Dart, I got Malik Nabers, I got Cam Scataboo. I got an offensive line that, yeah, has a couple guys they'll have to re-sign, but you have to go re-sign them. You have to go bring back Illuminor. Have to. With the way this offensive line is playing, I'm assuming, well, whoever the GM is, whether it's, you know, the guy who currently holds it or they go out and get another one, like, the offensive line is good. You got Dart, you got Nabers, you got Scataboo, and hopefully you got a top five pick. That's more important than some meaningless win the third of the season in week 12. And yeah, I know it's embarrassing that they're the first team eliminated from postseason contention. Did you not know that was the case anyway? You had to be hit over the head with it and shown the graphic before it bothered you? Like, I'm sorry. They played a good competitive football game against a good team on the road. This team has no idea how to win, and the defense stinks, and its best player can't play half the snaps. So they lost the football game and got beat by another 59-yard field goal. We have seen missed extra points, missed field goals out the wazoo over the last couple weeks. You know they ain't missing a 59-yard field goal to break the Giants' heart. I could care less they lost that football game. Couldn't care less. Give me the better pick. That's tangible, especially when it's a coach that is probably not going to be the head coach next year and a quarterback in Jameis Winston who played a great game, who had me laughing. And I mean, like, you got the flea flicker for the first touchdown, a kind of a flea flicker, pseudo flea flicker, a toss back to Jameis Winston for the touchdown. You got one of the more entertaining trick plays I've ever seen, which I hated the play call at the time. If I'm trying to win the football game, I have a lead. I'm marching the ball down the field with quite ease. I don't need a trick play in that moment. Trick plays are designed to change momentum, or like they had all the momentum, but it worked. It was one of the more fun plays of the season. Great. Great. And then they lost to help secure a top five pick. That's a good day for the New York Giants. I know you guys don't want to hear that. It was. We can call it a disgrace. We can talk about now add another game to the 10-point lead debacles on the road. I don't care. The season's dead. And Jackson Dart wasn't playing. And the coach probably is going to be the coach. It means nothing. These games mean nothing. You don't build on them for next year, especially in the state of the New York Giants. You don't. And without that quarterback, now hopefully he plays next week. Because I do want him to play. I think it's important that he plays. And you can build like a belief in the quarterback for next year. Jameis Winston's going to be the backup quarterback next year. If they don't get a reasonably good trade to move him, they might do that. Considering how he's played in these 2 weeks and considering a one-year contract, you might see a team offer to trade Jameis Winston. He might not be a Giant next year. but he's not going to be the starting quarterback. What is there to build on? Nothing. 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 So I'm sorry. I have a tough time getting pissed off they didn't get their third win in Week 12. Despite how well they played, despite everything that happened, despite how they blew another one, and even the fourth even the fourth down play, I don't have a problem with it. I have a much bigger problem with the Jets' fourth down play. The Jets' defense was dominating the first half of this game. And again, another game that the Jets are better off losing. That's where we are. It sucks, but here's where we are. You're not going to build anything. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything without a quarterback. You're not building anything with Tyrod Taylor and a quarterback. You're just not. I'm sorry. Right? They just added a bunch of cap space by trading away Sauce and Williams. They're going to have a lot of new players. They're going to spend some money. They're going to draft the top pick. They're going to have a new quarterback. Like, everything's going to change. There's no building. I'm sorry. So, yeah, Mechie looked good in this game. Right? So hopefully they can find something in a player that's meaningful, but the actual winning of the game doesn't mean anything. But anyway, the fourth down. Like, if you're trying to win the football game, and I suspect that's what both of these teams are attempting to do, your defense was dominating the entire first half, right? Lamar Jackson looked a step slow, had trouble. He wasn't able to use his legs almost at all and was inaccurate with the football as well. Like, and the Jets played a really good first half defensively and even threw the ball for more yards than they typically do in an entire game in the first half. And then you're in a position on your own 40-yard line. I believe it was the first drive of the second half, right? Either the first or second drive. It was early on. Was it early on in the third quarter? Let me just double check exactly when that was. It might have been the second drive of the third quarter. Either way, it's fairly early on in the. You just gave up the touchdown. It was the Jets' first drive. So you give up the touchdown. The Jets coming back down the field. You're at the 40-yard line of your own 40. 42-yard line. Like, they haven't proved they can move the football on you. They haven't. And I get being aggressive, and I get the record, and I understand that you want to try and be aggressive, and what have you got to lose, and let's see if the offense can get 2 yards because the game doesn't mean anything. If that's your idea, great. But if you're trying to win the football game, you got to punt the ball and trust your defense in that spot. You've got to punt the ball and trust your defense. You gave them a short field. They haven't proved they can move the ball the entire length of the field. Go punt and play the field position game with a defense that dominated the first half. And to people who go, oh, well, they were trusting their defense with a short field. You're not trusting your defense. Trusting your defense is punting the football and saying, I don't believe my defense is too good right now for you to go the entire length of the field to score. So I didn't like that fourth down play and play call. And of course, you get the fumble from Breece Hall again, who's had issues fumbling the football this year, despite being a very impactful player for them. And then the other thing about that fourth down play is I don't love the play call. You've got all of the wide receivers going down the field, and you don't have your best pets. Why is Breece Hall not your running back in that play? Why is he not on the field? So I don't think they had the right personnel in. I don't think they made a good play call. And I don't like going for it. I'd rather trust my defense. So those are like the two controversial fourth down plays that happened in this game. The Giants, I understand why you don't have Dexter Lawrence for every snap. The running game was busting open. You could tell it was about to just lean on the Giants. And this defense hasn't made a stop in a critical spot all year. You're trying to go win the football game. I get it. I get it. But ultimately, especially Giant fans, because I think Jets is obvious. You're trying to get a quarterback. Like, I know you're building something with a young head coach and a first-year head coach. You're not. Let's be honest. You're not. These games are meaningless. They're absolutely meaningless. You better get the better pick, right? That's why you're watching Shedeur Sanders. Let's go. Go win with Cleveland. Maybe prove they don't need a quarterback. Drop them down. This is what you're looking for as a Jet fan right now and as a Giant fan, right? Let's go. Get another team who doesn't need a quarterback if they can prove Shedeur can play, win some games, take them out of being ahead of you as far as the draft goes. That's it. That's what you have. But as disappointing as it is to watch the Giants blow another fourth quarter lead. It didn't bother me at all. I don't have it in me. They've taken that out of me. When you're 2-9, man, like, are you really going to be devastated they don't get a third win? Like, I can't imagine being upset about it. I can't imagine caring anymore. I guess theoretically, right? If they would have won and ran the table, they still could have had a chance to make the playoffs. So what am I talking about? To me, you saw an offensive line play really well. You saw a wide receiving group that I do think now Wendell Robinson is proving that if you can give the quarterback time and give him time, that you can, he can make plays down the field and get open. Theo Johnson, same thing. I know Hodgins is an extra piece here, but I think he can be part of a wide receiving core that includes Neighbors and Wandell Robinson and probably someone else, hopefully in the draft. Offensive line coming together. I think that's what you look at. I think you look at that more than you look at the win, especially without the quarterback playing. So another ugly Sunday, I get it, but ultimately for me is as good a Sunday as you could have. They lost and they played competitive football games. That sucks. I hate it. I don't like saying it. The words taste disgusting coming out of my mouth. But that's just, I don't know how else to look at it. And as far as Kafka, I'm open to him being the head coach. And I do think he did a decent enough job today. But it makes me laugh how many people I saw praising the job Mike Kafka did today. Like, it really makes me laugh. That is the same freaking game the Giants have played all year long under Brian Daboll. It's the same game. It's back-to-back weeks of the exact same thing that Brian Daboll gave them. The exact same thing. A competitive game against a good team, in this case on the road, which we saw in Denver. I saw Lawrence Tynes, who I will always love forever. I will love him to the day I die for the kicks he made and the championships he helped win. I will love him forever. But at halftime, he put out a tweet saying that I don't care what happens the rest of the game, that this is the best version of the New York Giants we have seen in a long time, and coaching matters. And I'm sorry, but that is a laughable tweet. How could you say that the first half of this game, they were up 19-0 over the Denver Broncos. They were pitching a shutout in Denver. They beat the Eagles 34-17. They beat the Chargers. How could you possibly say that the first half was the best you've ever seen the Giants play and coaching matters? We just hate Brian Daboll to such a level, it's ridiculous. He gets no credit for anything he did prior, and he was the worst head coach in the history of coaching, and having the same exact game for 2 weeks, the Green Bay game, the Lions game. It's the same game Brian Daboll coached every single week as a New York Giants head coach. It's what got him fired. Games like this is exactly what got him fired. But after this game, hey, that Kafka, he can really coach. Unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.